When Smart Paper Company closed the mill in March, the Park Falls area lost some of the best-paying jobs in this far northern Wisconsin town. Michelle is a bartender at the Frontier Inn.
You know, and I don't know if it was moaning as much as, you know, fear. Just, it's pretty scary. That's a wage that you're not going to get around here.
Park Falls Mayor Tom Ratzlaff says the next few months were a tough time, with some people forced to leave their hometown.
I know there have been some that have left, and who they are and where they went, I couldn't tell you. I mean, I do know there are some, and I guess at the time that's the decision they made. They figured maybe enough was enough.
But in June, a surprise deal was announced. Wisconsin will loan Johnson Timber Company of Hayward $4 million to help pay nearly $18 million to buy the plant and reopen it as Flambeau River Paper. That means virtually all the 300 jobs lost were found again. Ratzlaff says it's a great boost to the region.
The mood is much better. Just about everybody I have talked to just says, boy, you know, it's so nice to see cars in the parking lots again and guys walking out with lunch boxes and boy, and just, it's just huge.
Ratzlaff says this is a red letter day for Park Falls. And after a little reopening celebration at 10 o'clock this morning, it'll be time to get back to work. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.